We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtains on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? Welcome to the show giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls, one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. As always, check out jasonquallscfp.com for more about me. That's jasonquallscfp.com. We're going to be talking about money and your children's, your kids, how to raise your kids not to be too frugal. Well, that's very interesting. I actually had a conversation similar to this Forbes magazine article today. We're talking about teaching kids how to spend their money wisely, but also wondering, are we actually going to hurt them in some way by teaching them to be too frugal? That's what we're going to talk about first. If you want to jump in and be a part of the show, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. Again, email the show, click it at financialcoachingradio.com. How to raise your kids to be frugal but not too frugal. There's a fine line between frugality and spending. You got to teach your kids the right way. Educating children so they make smart money decisions. Changing spending patterns from generation to generation. I thought that was an interesting touch to the article. We know what we know about money from our parents. They know what they know about money, potentially from their parents. It goes generation to generation to generation. What have you done with your own children to change the spending patterns of your family tree? Have you done anything? Or you're seeing the same behaviors in your maybe high school or early college age children, the same things that you did, the same mistakes that you made? Are you seeing them make the same mistakes? For those of you with younger kids and you're still paying allowances, there's a great website for you, busykid.com. This is actually developed by a certified financial planner, busykid.com. Parents and their kids can use this site together. When your kids do chores, parents, you can pay them right on the website. That money goes from your account to your kids' account, so it's almost like their very first direct deposit job. And most jobs these days are direct deposit. I thought that was such a great idea. You know, paying kids for chores is nothing new. How much you should pay them? Great debate. Most experts agree that you should pay them for the work they do, teaching them valuable lessons. But jump on to busykid.com if you're doing this. You can transfer, you can pay your kid through the website. Money goes from your account to their account. So you're not just forking out cash. You're making it more realistic to the real world. Money goes into a bank account. You decide, do you withdraw cash? Do you write a check? Do you spend it on check card? When the kid receives the money, they can decide to spend it, give it, or invest it, just like they would do in the real world if they had a direct deposit, big boy, big girl job. It's the kid's first job with direct deposit. If you're too tight as far as your spending habits, you or your children are too tight, they can miss opportunities with friends and family that are meaningful. And I understand that having financial stress in your life, avoiding it, is a big issue for many people because of what they've experienced. But of all the studies I've ever read about or read on money and can it or not buy happiness, it says spend money on experiences, not things. And if you're too frugal, you'll miss meaningful experiences. Experts say high school is way too late to teach money lessons to children. It needs to be taught in elementary school. Society often blames young adults for not having enough savings, especially when they spend more money than they have. But they say, experts say, it's more of a reflection of you as their parents. Parents are to blame. Nah, I don't buy that. Mom and dad is not to blame for everything that happens to a child. But it is our responsibility as parents to give them valuable lessons, help them avoid the mistakes that we make, help them learn what we wish we would have known if we were their age. Start in elementary school. Start just in general. Don't avoid it. The average American couple has only $5,000 saved for retirement, and nearly half of all Americans cannot afford an emergency as little as $400. It means a $400 emergency happened to them, they had no way of paying for it. They have no cash reserve. There's a circle of ignorance with people passing bad financial habits from generation to generation. I would have to agree with that. Here are some ways you as a parent can raise children who end up more financially secure than themselves and raise them to be frugal. Spend their money wisely, but not too frugal. First and foremost, you must teach your children a strong work ethic. Besides someone who wins the lottery, and what happens to people with nothing or modest background when they win the lottery? They blow through it. You know, the whole TV show devoted by telling the story of how people just wasted their windfall of money. And the reason is you appreciate things when you work for it. So teaching your children a strong work ethic is the key to their financial success. It is the most important thing you as a parent can give your child. So pay your children for the work they do. Pay your children for the work they do. Help your children. Number two, help your children have experiences with money. And this doesn't mean go out and travel or see the world. It means they learn from bad judgment. Let them learn as a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 15-year-old from their bad decisions. Experience comes from bad judgment. Let them make bad decisions with their money. A bad decision when they're an adolescent or a teenager is better if they learn the lesson then than when they're an adult. Get them on the track of personal finance and financial education while they're in elementary school. Children learn about pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters in the first grade. But then they hear nothing else about money until high school. Most high schools teach some level of personal finance. It's too late. Start when they're 8, 9, 10 and continue it every year. Children need to learn the basics about money in their when they're in grade school. That means compound interest, where to save, how to invest. And again, coming back to that tool, BusyKid.com, a way to get your kid their first job with direct deposit. I think it's awesome. All right, so there you go. Some tips on how to raise your kids to be great spenders. Be frugal, but not too frugal. I think it's very important to changing your family tree as far as your financial habits from generation to generation. All right, Financial Coaching Radio, we're going to take a break. If you want to jump in with a comment about that segment or any segment or just a question about anything regarding personal finance, do so at financialcoachingradio.com. Facebook links, Twitter links, follow the show, like the show, whatever you want to do. You can email the show by clicking email the show. I'll see you in just a little bit right after this short break. Just about anything on the internet today. We can get medical advice, buy investments, we can even get a will for about $15. I know how enticing, cheap, and easy it can sound, but when you leave loved ones behind,
A $15 will bought online may not cut it. As a certified financial planner, I strongly recommend that you use an estate planning attorney. Call estate planning attorney John Baker today at 896-5621 or go to his website, bakercounsel.com, so you don't make a $15 decision that could cost your family thousands of dollars.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tutherell Helen Welch, CPAs, at 848-1072. Tutherell Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com.
Financial Coaching Radio. Appreciate you joining in today and every day. Now, along for the ride is Kevin Sizemore, CPA of Tutherell Helen Welch. Tutherell Helen Welch, CPA firm right here in Middle Tennessee. Been in business for 5 decades. Hit them up online, thwcpa.com. Could a robot be doing your tax return? Apparently, Ernst & Young, which is a big CPA business in America, has come up with a process of automation, robotic process automation, where robots are actually doing tax returns, at least the redundant steps as part of a tax return. Is this technology something that you are aware of?
No.
Before this?
How does that work?
They have programmed these things, been at this for 2 years, showing some of the larger firms how they're doing it. So I guess all the data entry, just think of anything that's the redundant step of tax preparation, tax return preparation. They're allowing the robot to do this, or the CPAs, the tax professionals, can focus on the more value-added work. I know you probably enjoy the hell of that.
Yeah.
Get you a robot.
I just can't imagine what would be just the redundancy of it, because I'd say all tax professionals' tax software is going to roll forward. You know,
already have the people in there.
Yeah, the name, the addresses, any carryovers that are there, birth dates, social security numbers. Those would be the redundant things, I would think. I don't know what else, you know. So if you own a small business, your numbers are going to be different every year. I mean, bottom line may be close to the same, but it's not going to be the same.
That's a good point. Software with a client that's already existing, you're going to have that information.
Yeah.
And anyone new, maybe that's what it's referring to.
Yeah.
Robots are taking over the redundant steps, the manual steps of having a new client. Technology is certainly changing in every industry. It's also changing in the world of tax preparation. So we already know robots are building cars and your computers, but they've already been tackling your tax returns too. Ernst & Young has implemented the process internally and been working with other companies to mainstream the efforts for about 2 years. It's more efficient in the terms of cost and labor. Results, robots, unlike people, do not need a breather. They can work around the clock. You don't have to pay them overtime, and there's no breakdown in accuracy.
No smoke breaks.
So you'll be getting you a robot pretty soon. 5-year prison term if you don't pay your payroll taxes. This is what one banker in South Carolina is facing for one of his bank customers. Him actually being just a party to the lack of paying payroll taxes, he may get 5 years in prison. The IRS is very tough, very serious on businesses not paying payroll taxes.
So it was the bank that wasn't paying the payroll taxes?
It's a vice president, and I guess he was the person in charge of this client. His name is Douglas. That's not his last name. It's his first name. Vice president of a South Carolina bank. He had a bank customer who owned some staffing agencies, some staffing companies, think day labor type people.
Right.
And he loaned these staffing companies money through his South Carolina bank. The staffing companies did not – they filed W-2s. They showed the payroll taxes being held from the wages of the workers, but the payroll taxes were not paid. They end up owing over $1 million in back payroll taxes. So it's this banker who loaned the money to these payroll – or these staffing companies, since he knew that they should have been paying but weren't, he's on the hook. Apparently, the IRS, anybody who has control – over the business owner on down to the person who signs the check, if it's a secretary or a bookkeeper, is responsible for the lack of paying payroll taxes and can be fined or charged criminally or civilly.
Wow. That's scary.
Includes accounting firms, anyone's in charge of your bookkeeping. The IRS can be tough on collecting income taxes and even tougher where payroll taxes are concerned. The money is withheld from employee wages and is supposed to be paid over to the IRS. What is the rule for how long you have to send it to the IRS? If you're a small business doing your own payroll, how quickly is the turn? How quickly do you have to get it in?
Normal small businesses are going to pay every month, by the 15th of every month. Then there's special rules in place where if the liability is over a certain amount based on what they call a look-back period, you could pay the payroll taxes as close as 3 days after the payroll went out to the employees.
If you have employees and you are a small business owner, be aware the IRS is strict. The IRS can target the owners of businesses, plus check signers and other responsible persons who had a role or could have had a role in the failure to pay. Sometimes the IRS even goes after third parties, and if convicted, the sentence can be often 5 years in prison, just like this banker for the South Carolina may face. He faces a statutory maximum sentence of 5 years in prison, as well as a period of supervised release, restitution, and monetary penalties. And he wasn't even the one that was.
Yeah, I mean, how can they hold? How can they hold him responsible for that money? The individual didn't the bank have a loan?
He kind of aided them in their deal.
I guess it was
through the loans he was giving.
Right.
If he didn't give them, you know, it's a lot more details to the case, but it's you just drive home the point that it's not just the business owner, it's also the bookkeeper, anyone that could have had a hand in the business not paying payroll taxes. One tactic that the IRS uses when a business doesn't pay their payroll taxes is closing that business. And we've seen it happen here in Rutherford County. Didn't Bojangles go through this?
It was with sales tax, I believe.
Sales tax? Yeah. So sales tax, payroll taxes, when the IRS come down and shut you down, and sometimes even take court action to make it doubtedly clear the IRS does not want you to repeat performance. And I would assume they're taking this tough stance because of where the Social Security and Medicare systems are. That's my opinion.
They need the money.
They got to have it, right? But they want every last dime. So I don't know why. You just have to, one can only speculate is why they're so strict. It seems like far more strict on payroll taxes than income taxes. Do they do audits for payroll taxes, or is it, hey, we caught you, you're done?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I've never had a client with a payroll tax audit, but they do them, and when they come in and do that, they're going to ask to see tax returns for the business.
All in one audit.
Yeah.
And if you're a business and you're doing an income tax return, do they always audit payroll?
They're going to look at the payroll.
Look at the payroll.
Yeah.
One common solution.
To make sure it's being paid and being reported properly.
One common solution. So you don't get yourself in trouble with the IRS as far as any taxes or payroll taxes especially, is hire payroll service companies. So the employer doesn't have discretion to use the money and pay vendors for anything else. Now that leaves the question, what if your payroll service company takes the money? Well, you got to be careful who you hire. The IRS will still come after the business owner for hiring the knucklehead payroll company. So give the listeners some tips, because you guys do bookkeeping and payroll at Tetherow, Hell & Welch. When people, business owners are interviewing payroll companies, what should they be looking for so they don't get in this kind of trouble?
Make sure that the payroll company is going to pay your payroll taxes electronically using the FTPS system that the IRS has set up. That's one thing.
And what does that allow the business owner? Does it allow to see it in real time? Or?
Well, and then there's a record of it online. You can go online to the FTPS site, and you can see a record of all the payments, whether it be for 941, the regular withholdings, or the federal employment that'll be due periodically, too. Another thing is make sure that they have a system, a proven system in place before they start. You don't want a payroll person or a company that's just going to do it by hand and have you write checks. You want them to do the whole thing, direct deposit or cut checks for you if that's the way you want, if you want to be archaic and do it that way. Most of the people that we do them for, we try to get the company to require their employees to do direct deposit. It makes it easier on everyone.
So company pays employee via direct deposit. That way everything's withheld electronically instead of this check where you're having to like kind of divvy it up.
Right. That's right. That's right. And the other thing is
paper check.
Paper check. Make sure that they have an adequate turnaround. So if you give them the information on a Monday or Tuesday, I would say if they're in the business of doing this, they should be able to turn that payroll around by the end of the week.
Very little lag time.
Right. There's always going to be, with most payroll systems, about a 2-day lag time to get the money transferred. But other than that, you shouldn't be waiting a week on to get your employees paid.
So direct deposit, fast turnaround, file everything electronically, pay everything electronically so you can track it to make sure everything is being done correctly. And then it still doesn't stop the errors. So how does all this electronic process minimize the underpayment of payroll taxes, which I assume would still get you in trouble?
Yeah, you still need to review the professional's work. Always review the – don't just take their word for it. They're human too. They're not robots. They're humans too. So there may be a key punch error or something like that. Always go back and audit their work. So what I mean by audit, make sure the total numbers look adequate, and then maybe look at a handful of individuals to make sure that everything there looks adequate.
We've told you many times, make sure you're outsourcing activities that may be costing you money. Bookkeeping and payroll is one or two of those. But if you're going to outsource payroll, outsource it to a reputable, established, credible company, or else you could find yourself in trouble with the IRS. Tother O. Helen Welch does this service. What information does someone need to have you double check their payroll payments and tax returns?
What I'd need to look at that, say for 2017, since we just finished up the second quarter, I'd need to see the payroll tax returns that have been filed and the payroll records. And probably be a good idea to let us look at a bank statement, too, to make sure the money was coming out.
Yeah, make sure it's been paid.
That's right.
It's not about filing the paperwork. It's about sending in the money.
Yeah. Ultimately, the IRS wants the money.
Or reach out to Tother O. Helen Welch at thwcpa.com, thwcpa.com, or 848-1072, offices right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, Financial Coaching Radio, going to take another break. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. We'll be talking sales tax holidays with Kevin Sizemore, CPA, right after this break.
Between car payments, repairs, and the price at the pump, it can feel like your car is going to drive you out of house and home. Fortunately, Donegal Insurance Group can make keeping your car on the road more affordable. That's because for safe drivers, Donegal delivers rates that are among the lowest in the state. To find out how much you can save, call your neighborhood Donegal agent today.
To save on your auto insurance, call us at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
How much are your investments costing you each year? Most people don't have a clue. Why is this extremely important? Because overpaying by just 1% a year in fees and expenses can reduce your account balance at retirement by 28%. You heard me right. 28% less at retirement. I'm commission-free, certified financial planner Jason Qualls. I don't sell financial products. I don't accept commissions or kickbacks from investment companies. Give me a call today for a free unbiased investment review at 878-2134 or visit my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
Welcome back to The One Show, giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. No books to sell, certainly not peddling any financial products or seminar tickets. We'll leave that to the other guy in the other radio show. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. Jason Qualls, CFP.com for all about me. Talking taxes with Kevin Sizemore, CPA of Tothero, Hill & Welch. If you have a tax question, a financial planning question, hit us up by clicking email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. Got a sales tax holiday or two coming up very soon. It poses the question, are sales tax holidays a good thing? They're always presented that they're helping stem grow the economy. This year, 16 states will hold a sales tax holiday, Tennessee being one of them. 45 states have a statewide sales tax, Tennessee being one of them. More states are opting out of offering shoppers a tax break in the in form of sales tax holidays each year. According to the Independent Tax Policy Nonprofit Tax Foundation, sales tax holidays do not promote economic growth. That's interesting. So it got me thinking, well, let's see what this article is talking about. Why are these sales tax holidays in existence? A lot of people say it's a political gimmick, that the every time there's a sales tax holiday, there's certain things that it does not apply to. There's certain things that they do apply to in most areas. Those products and industries tend to be those which offer benefits of some kind to politicians. That's why sales tax holidays exist. Political gimmick. Shoppers don't buy more, studies suggest. They simply shift the timing of purchases. And I could see that. If I had some big purchase over a couple $100 and sales tax holidays coming up, I'm just going to wait.
Yeah.
I'm still going to buy it.
Yeah.
I may not buy it today. I'm going to wait. It doesn't make me spend more.
Like a computer or something like that.
Correct. Some retailers actually raise prices just before sales tax holidays, which reduce your savings. So you're not saving any money, technically, in most cases. The local government, or the state's not making any money from it. It's not growing or significantly increasing economic growth. We're simply allowing the politicians to pad their pockets because they're giving more incentives to buy certain products of certain industries that are contributing to campaigns.
Yeah, I was going to ask that question. Did prices go up for those products that hit the sales?
And would you even know how to find out if they did? I guess you look today and the holiday is 2 weeks from now.
That's the only way you'd look.
I would probably stop shopping at that business if they raise prices for that. But I'm sure that that happens all the time. It's extra profit for them. If they can do it and get away with it, why not? Well, one survey reported that sales tax holidays does more harm than good. Business is non-existent for 3 weeks before the sales tax holiday and non-existent 2 weeks after. The only thing that sales tax holidays are favorable for is politicians. If you've ever read the fine print on a sales tax holiday, you're likely baffled by the numerous exclusions and exemptions. Politicians choose the products and industries to favor with certain exemptions benefiting industries that contribute to their political support. If policymakers want to save money for consumers, which is how the sales tax holiday is promoted, they should just cut the sales tax rate year round.
There you go.
Interesting. Have you heard people campaign on the sales tax holiday? I don't follow politics enough.
No. But I can see where it would be a political thing. But I've never heard of anyone really. That's kind of an afterthought. They're not going to campaign on something like that.
Even locally?
No, I've never seen that. I'm sure there's someone out there, but
experts say sales tax holidays are no part of a sound tax policy. So there you have it. There's the information you need for the upcoming sales tax holiday. Maybe you're saving money, maybe you're not, but most studies will suggest, and according to the Independent Tax Nonprofit Tax Foundation, they actually do not benefit the local economy. All right, if you want to jump in with a tax question off the air, Kevin, what is the best way for someone to reach out to your firm, Taylor Rowe Helen Welch, get a second opinion on their tax return this summer that they filed for 2016, make sure they're doing any year-end tax planning, looking into bookkeeping, looking into payroll if you're a small business?
Best way to reach us is by phone, 615-848-1072.
And also online, thwcpa.com, thwcpa.com. Having the right tax team on your side is the key to making sure you're not paying any more than you must. Paying taxes, no one wants to pay more. Even if you're liberal, even if you're on the left, you never pay more than you should. At least I've never met someone that wants to pay more than they have to. Good tax people on your side, along with a certified financial planner, is key. THWCPA.com and Jason Qualls, CFP.com. We're going to take another break. Be back with you in just a while.
Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. I can't stress enough how important it is for you to get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Unfortunately, since most financial advisors care more about selling you financial products than providing objective advice, it can be hard for you to know who has your best interest in mind. Call me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner, for a free no-obligation investment review at 878-2134, or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com. Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tother O'Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072 today.
Welcome back to the show, Financial Coaching Radio, with you every Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock right here on WGNS. Also find the show online anytime via podcast at financialcoachingradio.com. Don't forget about the WGNS app for your smartphone. That way you can listen to the show even out of range. Just grab the app, turn it on your smartphone, plug it into your car. Wherever you are, you'll be able to stream the show anywhere in the world. But again, listen to the show via podcast. Archives can be found at financialcoachingradio.com. Talking about topics never discussed anywhere else. We're talking tax planning, estate planning, financial planning, retirement, investing, insurance planning, budgeting, debt, credit scores. If it's a topic that relates to the real world of financial planning, we're going to cover it eventually on Financial Coaching Radio. If there's a topic you have yet to hear, hit us up. Click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. Send me an email. Let me know what information you are missing, what you are lacking. We'll get it covered. And that is also the place to submit questions or comments and always disagreements. Telling you for the last time of the day, get that second opinion on your financial life, on your retirement plan and investments from an independent fee-only CFP. Make sure your advisor only works for you, is only paid by you, and has the top credential in the business of certified financial planner. Go to jasonquallscfp.com for more. I'm out of here for the day, but next time I'll catch you right here on WGNS. But stay tuned.